Thanksgiving signals the unofficial start of the Christmas season. Many families choose a real tree to celebrate the holiday, which not only makes for great memories, but also benefits Wisconsin's economy and the environment. Joining us on the final segment of the show, the president of the Wisconsin Christmas Tree Producers Association, Greg Hahn. Greg, great to have you on the program.
Thank you, and thank you for inviting me on.
Pleasure having you on the show. It's been a tradition in our family the day after Thanksgiving to go out and get our Christmas tree. We like to take advantage of as many days as we can with a Christmas tree in our house before the Christmas holiday. Let me ask you this. This was a wet year going back to last spring. How did Christmas trees do?
It was one of those crops that in the agriculture actually does much better when we have them on a precipitation that we had. One, the little stock, the short trees, actually get better root system. And then the trees that you're cutting this year, they flush up, but they green up a little bit better. You get more growth on the tips, and the rain has been wonderful.
All right. How many different varieties of Christmas trees are grown in the state of Wisconsin?
Well, we principally, it's kind of five of them, roughly. You have your Wisconsin balsam fir, Fraser fir, Cayman fir, white pine are still popular, and spruce, too.
What is the most popular?
Well, it's still the Fraser fir is the most popular, even though it's not native to Wisconsin, but it is the most popular tree just for the sturdy branches. However, more people are going back to the traditional Wisconsin balsam just because of the fragrance. That really does have the most fragrance.
Does it really? More so than the Fraser?
Yeah, and it goes back to the genetics of the tree. A Fraser fir tree is a mountain tree, so it kind of has a lighter air to bring through its needles and its system and give out, where the Wisconsin tree is really a workhorse. The balsam is really a workhorse. We have heavier air, lower elevation, so it's drawing a lot more air in and then giving it out. So then you take that and put it into your house, and it's kind of the same idea. The Fraser fir just doesn't have quite that same fragrance because it's not that workhorse that the balsam fir is.
If someone gets a tree and puts it up the day after Thanksgiving, no matter what variety they get, do they have, if they take care of it and keep it watered, is it going to last? Do they have any worries about it lasting through Christmas?
No. A lot of these growers that we're having in our industry are really taking the time to have the best tree that they can. We're cutting them later. We are making sure that there's fresh cuts on them as a customer either takes them, either from a lot or a choose and cut. And as an industry, we're really trying to teach people because they are having them longer in their houses. So it's easy to go 6-8 weeks with a live tree. We're teaching customers, again, with making sure that we have water in the tree stands. If you remember the old metal tin cup, basically, with the red legs on it, that held 3 cups of water, those are kind of fading away now, and we're finding tree stands that'll hold a gallon or 2 gallons of water, because the typical tree should drink almost a gallon a day as you first bring it in.
All right. How far, when you get that tree, how many inches should you cut off the end to make sure that you're getting rid of that sap that's blocking the end, then it's taking up water?
Sure. We try to recommend at least 2 inches off. That way you're cutting away any of those cells that have kind of sapped up. The biggest thing, too, is if after you've cut that 2 inches, try to do it with a rougher cut saw. This is something that I try to teach my customers here. Your regular carpenter's saw that your grandfather had with the really wide blade on it, it's great for cutting fine wood. But when you cut that through a tree, sometimes that tooth of the saw is so fine, and then that metal that's touching it actually will cauterize those live cells. So try to use, a thinner blade bow saw or something with more of a rough cut so you don't damage the cells that will be drinking up the water.
All right. let me ask you this. This is the nightmare. You get the tree up. You've got all the ornaments up and the lights on. And you come back one day from Christmas shopping and the water's been taken up by the tree and you're afraid that, do you have any tips to making sure that the tree can take up water again, that the sap hasn't formed?
So usually what I do, and I kind of have a little bit of a sense of humor, is I tell them to go and find a good bottle of wine or a case of beer and undecorate your tree and make it a party and do a fresh cut on it, because there really is no tip to go backwards. Just picture pruning the tree in your yard and cutting that little branch off and how quickly that sap comes to that wound is trying to heal it. Now picture the wound being on the very bottom of a tree in a 70-degree house. That wound is getting healed up, you know, within 15, 20 minutes. There's really no trick. Some people, I said, if you're not looking to undecorate your tree, which I can understand, try to put as hot a water as you can in there, not boiling it on the stove because we don't want anybody injured. But the hotter water as your spigot or your house faucet will do. And try putting in that in there. But to be honest with you, you'd be better off to pay attention to your water. There are some things on the market that do automatic watering. They look like a present next to the tree. And anything like that does help out to keep your tree fresh.
All right. Are people, do you find people buying, I mean, most people probably buy one tree, but do you find others buying a tree for maybe the living room, the TV room, even the basement, if they've got a finished basement?
Yeah, and we're seeing it more and more, just like Halloween's being decorated more on the outside. We're seeing 2-3 trees. Well, I'll get a short one. A lot of kids' rooms, they said, I want a tree in my room. So they'll buy a little tabletop tree for in the kids' room. More and more are 2 trees, 1 upstairs. As you've seen, bigger houses, they put a big grand tree in the front foyer, but then they actually sit in the TV room downstairs, and, oh, it'd be nice to have a tree here. So we're seeing multiple fresh trees being sold all the time.
All right. Do you have any advice when that tree comes down after Christmas? Do you have any advice aside from just hauling it off to the dump?
Absolutely. We love to tell people, put it in your backyard. Let the birds, there are birds that stay here all year round. Let the birds do it. Some people will actually take just your 2 pieces of 2x4 and screw it to the bottom of the tree so you don't have to wreck your stand. I've had customers where they'll go buy a 30 or 40 pound bag of bird seed. They'll get the ladder out. They'll put it in. Sometimes we'll get snow here in Wisconsin. You can put it in the snowbank, and then you'll take that 20-pound bag of bird seed and dump it over the top. Now you've fed the birds. But a lot of people really enjoy it the rest of the year then, and you're looking out your back window and enjoying the tree until March, April.
All right, President of the Wisconsin Christmas Tree Producers Association, Greg Hand. Greg, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program. Have a happy and safe Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday.
You too. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.